This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A structural engineer investigating the cause of the collapse of a Miami-area condominium tower last month said the investigation analyzed a number of possible scenarios to eliminate potential causes until they are able to identify what triggered the collapse. Speaking to the Associated Press, Alan E. Kilsheimer said he and his team were using 2D and 3D modeling to look at load-supporting elements, wind conditions, and other variables. While he says it is still too early to say what exactly caused the platform materials and caused the collapse, he has been able to study the North Building and perform the materials testing to compare with the building that actually collapsed. On Saturday, authorities raised the confirmed death toll from the collapse of the building to from Surfside to 86, with 43 people still missing. According to North Korea's KCNA news agency, the leaders of North Korea and China traded messages vowing to strengthen the cooperation on the anniversary of their Treaty of Friendship, and the cooperation and mutual assistance between the two countries. China has been North Korea's only major ally since the two signed the treaty in 1961, and international sanctions imposed over Pyongyang's nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles programs have made it more dependent than ever on Beijing for trade and other support. More at voanews.com. This is VOA.